It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino. I feel like it has been
an eternity
a year since we have sat in a room and recorded. I know it hasn't, but yeah. Nice to see you, buddy. How are you?
Well, how was Florida?
It was lovely.
Now, for work, by the way.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing. For work, it's... I had a great time in the like 43 hours I was there.
Yeah.
You know, you land Sunday afternoon, evening. We did a show Monday, hung out Monday, did a show Tuesday and left right after it. So it was like in and out. But the time there was awesome. The ballpark was cool. The vibes are good.
Well, I'll be there next week.
You won't? Really?
Yeah, annual meetings. The NFL owners meetings are.
I was like, you're going to be in Clearwater.
No. Well,
yeah,
in Orlando.
Orlando. It just threw me off. I was like, wait, spring training's over.
Well, let me tell you, it is colder outside than I thought.
Yeah, like, yeah, it is.
I've reached a point of like, so I was actually debating this with Jimmy Kemsky and EJ Smith of The Enquirer. Like, they wore shorts to a presser last week, and it was in the 70s at times last week. But I kind of feel like weather is more about the month than the actual temperature. And I
feel almost like you shouldn't be allowed to wear shorts
exactly,
in March, like, so to speak.
And I'm going to contradict myself here a little, but I feel like I've moved to the point on the calendar where I feel like it shouldn't be this cold anymore. Like,
well,
I don't think it's
that.
Short weather, but I don't think it should be winter coat weather.
Well,
anymore.
We get that, like, that we get the, like, you get the last ditch cold days, which is
right.
Annoying. So it'll be like, oh, it's nice for 4 days, and then it's, well, oh, it's freezing today.
And also, I've worn all my winter outfits a bunch already.
Well, that is not
like I'm ready
basically
to
the same clothes.
I'm
every
ready
week,
to move
so,
on.
Yes,
from it.
I get that. I get that. Look, we're almost there, buddy. I mean,
we are
today. Technically, the first day of spring.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
21st.
Wow.
I believe it's 21st, 22nd. But I think it's today.
Yeah, that's exciting.
How about that?
I will say, and you
so
know,
we're turning the corner.
I can't wait for training camp.
Oh, I bet you can.
I bet you can. I'm super excited. I like the moves they've made are obviously, I'm excited to watch them all play. Kenny Pickett, we'll get into. But the tough thing about the offseason for me is when the Eagles are doing a bunch of things, it's like, so last week I met Pickett. I was at all the press, like Saquon, and then we don't really see him for a long time. It's almost like getting a new toy and being like, but you can't really do anything with it until... So I'm excited about the moves, and we'll talk about them. But when they make a bunch of moves, I was thinking about this too. There's a chance that the roster next year is going to be like 40% no. When you think about they've signed like 9 free agents, not all of them are definitely going to make the team.
40%'s a lot because like if you can, I mean, well, yeah,
it's not that crazy.
A lot of the defense could be different, but the whole roster, I would guess it's more like 30%, but it could be a lot.
35, like 40 is probably a bit
more
of
more than you, more than normal.
Yeah, and so while I think because they're bringing back a lot of the key figures like Nick, Jalen, it's going to feel a little like running it back. They are actually changing this thing quite a bit. Like 2 new coordinators, a bunch of new players. Like I said, they've signed, I think it's 9 free agents at this point, and DeVante Parker might not definitely make the team, like, Oren Burks and like some of these guys, I think will have roster spots. It'll be theirs to lose. But between that, all the draft picks, the undrafted free agents, which we know Howie loves, like they'll probably make trades during camp. Like there's a really good chance that this team next year, outside of like the main six guys on offense, is going to feel like a whole new team.
Yeah, look, I think defensively,
which is a little surprising.
Yeah, look, they got youth. They've turned themselves, I think I saw, into the seventh youngest roster in the NFL,
which is wild.
All of a sudden,
I think they were young last year too, but
yeah,
they're even
but
younger,
still,
yeah.
they're young, and it's clearly been a focus as we've seen. All right, let's get into some of this stuff because I know you got a potty record later, so we don't have all day to BS around like we like to do. Plus, we're doing the Parks Picks Pod, so I'll come out with some tournament action and all kinds of maybe some Shohei talk. Biggest story in sports right now. But let's talk birds because to your point, we haven't been together in a while. You know, there's been some solo pods and stuff, but we haven't reacted to a number of things together. Let's start with Kenny Pickett because I think, you know,
it's a big one.
Tiny hands.
I know.
Shout out to all the people who tweeted some version of that at me because you know me, you get me, and I love you for that. I mean, look, I think it's a perfect backup guy. Like, I just don't think he's that good, as I've never thought he was that good. I think he's a fine backup. He's got a little spunk. Maybe he can win you a game or there. I don't think he is any real threat to Jalen Hurts. They didn't give up much to get him. Sure.
So we're going to disagree on everything here.
Good. we never do that.
I know. So the one thing I'll say is, like, you know me. I've always liked Kenny Pickett. This is not like he's an Eagle now, and I'm like, well, actually, if you pinch this number the right way, like, I've always...
No, you've had your moments with Kenny.
I've always thought that Kenny Pickett, I liked him coming out of the draft. Uh-huh. I liked him in Pittsburgh. I liked when he had the game-winning drive against the Ravens.
We've argued about this many times.
So I like Kenny Pickett. Uh-huh. So I think there's like a couple ways to look at this, and we can go down a number of different paths. One is... So let me hold my opinion for a second. I think that if the Eagles traded for Justin Fields, we would all sit here and be like, look, Jalen's safe, it's his job and everything. But like, you know. So Kenny Pickett's not that different from Justin Fields in this way, is that he's a former first-round pick, young in his career, that was once a starter. And like, we evaluate
but he was not as high or as lauded a first-round. He was a first-round pick when no quarterbacks went to the third round.
Agreed. There are differences.
It was the worst quarterback draft we've ever seen was a part of.
There are differences. But I also think...
I think he was a reach in the first round because there were no other quarterbacks, because it was Pittsburgh and all that. That's my opinion.
I think a lot of the lack of kind of... Because, I mean, you know, like, do you agree that if they traded for Justin Fields, this would be...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the on-air discussion would be like...
I think Fields actually has a ceiling. I know the NFL has evaluated it the way they have and all that. But I think Fields, like, again, this... I think the fundamental difference comes down to is that I do not think Kenny Pickett is a starting NFL quarterback.
Correct.
I think Justin Fields in the right situation could be.
But that's where I think maybe the outside perception could be slightly different than what's inside.
Yeah, like, I think the NFL is saying neither of them are starting quarterbacks.
No, like the Eagles, right? Like, I think the Eagles like Kenny Pickett. Like, so why we...
Not as a starter, man.
I don't know, man.
He stinks, dude. Again, let me re-rack the stat that I brought out during the draft that I have never moved off from, which is being proven true. In the history of the sport, or at least since they started measuring people's hands, however long ago that was, there's only been one player in the history of the league who had any sort of career with hands as small as Kenny Pickett.
Right.
And it's Michael Vick, the greatest athlete we've ever seen at the position, or one of them. Like, how does that not hit you?
Well, I think it's a factor for sure. I'm not dismissing, but I'm saying remove our opinions from this, right? Like, if I told you the Eagles traded for a former first round pick, they gave up
would you also say a former first round pick who got benched for Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph? I'd be like, sure, whatever.
Yeah, but that's not their evaluation. That's where I think I differ from other people on this.
But that is the story of Kenny Pickett, is he was not good enough to play in front of Mason Rudolph.
Right. I'm not, like, this is not my...
Well, Justin Fields at least played for the Bears. He was their starting quarterback.
Right, but the Eagles gave up a chance at a top 100 pick.
But
they swapped picks, man.
They went from, what, 98 to 120? Like, you can't say it as they gave it... Right. Oh, my God, they gave a chance at top 100 pick for the 120th pick. They moved back 22 spots.
Right, but they gave up the draft equivalency of a fourth-round pick, which is not nothing. Like, it's not
You're
like
saying the difference between going from...
Because they gave up the 2 sevenths, plus they gave up the... Like, the draft point... equivalency is a fourth round pick.
So
is
it's
what I'm
basically
saying. It'd be like if they gave up one fourth round pick.
It's the same thing as the Steelers gave up for Fields if he starts.
Essentially. Yeah. If he plays 51%
of the snaps. So 51%
of the snaps
becomes fourth round pick.
So, well, we're both prefacing all this by saying, obviously, they are not like going to be splitting snaps in training camp. Like, it is Jalen's job. Jalen is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett. Like, those are all factual things where the only way Kenny Pickett ever becomes a starter is if Jalen tanks beyond belief, like 2020 Carson level, right? And even then, I don't really know, right? Because Carson had multiple years of kind of poor play and all those things. So neither of us are discussing this from a level of like Jalen Hurts' job is in danger. The only point I think I'm making that I haven't heard enough, or I haven't heard a lot on air and from the fan base, is like this isn't signing Ryan Tannehill or signing like Jimmy Garoppolo. Like they view Pickett as someone with upside, and they evaluate him more than we do. Like,
I get it. I just don't see Pickett as ever being Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Jimmy Garoppolo will have a may better. I don't think the Eagles do.
But they just traded for him.
Backup quarterback.
But he's not a traditional backup.
I think they like that he's younger than Garoppolo, and that I also think he can move a bit. Like he makes sense from that perspective. Look, if you're trying to get backup quarterback, you want to get someone who has upside, who's could be an asset in some way or another. But I do not think on a basic level, here's my opinion. Maybe you disagree because you like Pickett more than I do and whatever. I do not think the Eagles traded for Kenny Pickett with any thought whatsoever that he could be their true starter someday. That I think if Jalen doesn't work out, I think they're starting over. They're doing something else. Is my point. I think Pickett was a nice spot with some upside who could win you some games. I just don't think they look at Kenny Pickett and say, whereas when Jalen was drafted, in hindsight, whatever we said in the moment, we know that they drafted Jalen maybe to be a backup, but also because they weren't sure about Wentz. I don't think that's the same thing. They might not be sure about Hurts. That is what it is. I don't think they look at Kenny Pickett the way they looked at what Hurts could have been when they drafted. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I like 80% agree with you. I think that with Kenny Pickett, the thought process was undervalued asset.
Yes.
Right?
I agree with that 100%.
Like a first-round quarterback, cost-effective, I think is part of it. But I do think...
I think that's another big part, yeah.
Right, but I also think, and we're viewing this from a Jalen playing poorly perspective. Let's say, knock on wood, God forbid, like he tears his ACL week one, snap one. I think they believe Kenny Pickett could develop into a starting quarterback. I agree with you. If they go 3-12 and they have like the fifth overall pick,
they're going to, yeah, I get
Kenny
your
Pickett's
point.
Not stopping
I get
them.
Your point.
But the difference is if they sign Jimmy G or Tannehill or these guys, or even Flacco, like those are true like stopgap.
Well, I think the idea is if Kenny has to play, you could actually maybe get something for him.
Or who
whatever.
Knows? Or maybe, you know, and I think Jalen is long. That being said, like, I do think Jalen, it's a big year for him. But that aside, Kenny is somebody that I think they could at least 15% see turning into the guy. I don't think they, like, bank on it. They
I get what you're saying. I don't. Right. I think that's fair. Like, yeah. I think they're hopeful that there's positive. I just don't think they. I don't think they see him turning into the guy, but maybe.
But he is a better...
Like, he has a better chance turning into the guy than
Ryan
Tannehill.
He's more of could turn into the guy. Like Fields is. Now, we both think highly of Fields. So if they traded for Fields, and I think the city and the league and everything would be like, well, he's a guy that could actually do things. But like Pickett, and this is... I wrote down a bunch of numbers. We don't have to get into all of them. But like Pickett does do some things pretty well. Like he takes care of the ball. He's pretty good against the blitz. And one thing that I saw that I was surprised he did really well, he does not... like take sacks. Like I think one issue Jalen had last year was he was not good in the pocket and he ran into pressure. He held on to the ball. Like if you look at the amount of times he was sacked last year, he was responsible for I think it's like 25% of them. Kenny Pickett doesn't do that. So I think like while Kenny Pickett, I know his hands are small and like he was in a situation where the offensive line was terrible. I was surprised to see this because I think highly of Pittsburgh as an organization. Their pass blocking was 31st in the league last year. Which I would have never guessed. Like, you'd think, like, a city and a team like Pittsburgh, they would have really good line play. But they had really, he had bad offensive line play. His coordinator got fired. So I think Kenny Pickett, like, still, and, you know, he said this, like, he's the first player Howie went to see in person in 3 years. So, like, I do think they feel there are things with Kenny that if Jalen is not playing, like, they could turn into. I don't think they would turn the franchise over to him as, like, we think he could be the guy. But I think they traded for him as opposed to another veteran because they feel there is true upside there.
Yeah, I think there's...
And I think there's reason to believe that.
I think they feel there's more upside than with other options there. Like, you know, it's not like you could have gotten anyone as a backup quarterback. They still had to choose from the group of people they could trade for or sign.
I guess the best way I could put it is he's an upside player. He's not like a proven backup. He's an upside player.
Yes, to a point, I agree. I just think he's a backup ultimately long term. But I get your point.
But I mean, even now, like, he's not someone with a ton of NFL experience. He's not someone that is.
I get your point. Yeah. I think they wanted a younger quarterback who theoretically, if he has to come in, could turn into more of an asset.
And that's why I think he checks some of the Justin Fields boxes more than maybe we think he does. Now, the difference is the contract for sure. But he checks a lot of the, like, same boxes as Justin Fields. We just don't view him as highly, so we don't view it as much of a threat. But it is the same kind of boxes.
Yeah, I get your point. It's a similar type of boxes. I just don't view it as a threat, but I get your point. I think it's a fair point.
The last thing I'll say is we did a lot of talking about Justin Fields and, like, the threatening and all that. The nice part about Pickett compared to Fields is, like, you do get all the kind of same things as Fields.
Without the threat.
You don't get the
distraction. That's why I said I like the move. Yeah. Ultimately, I like the move because—and look, I don't put too much into the stories.
Exactly what you think about that.
I don't put too much into those stories of what came out of Pittsburgh about, oh, he's super upset and all that. Like, maybe there's some truth to it, but you know I'm a big believer in when guys leave town, teams will tank them.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we've seen it so many times where teams will put stuff out about guys after or whatever— I feel like it's more that than anything with this Pickett thing. But look, it's not, you know, you don't want him to be coming in thinking like, you know, like you made the joke, like Gardner Minshew go have a cute little thing to do. You don't want Pickett coming in being like, I'm winning this job. I got, you know, you worry about that.
Agreed. Now, what's interesting is I've been thinking about this a lot recently, like why we expect athletes to act differently about their job security than we would expect ourselves to act. You know, like, because we got into this a little bit with the Justin Fields thing, and like everyone discussed, like, is it, you know, should they not trade for Fields because of Jalen, and Jalen doesn't want to feel threatened? Like, I don't think anybody would willingly be like, hey, you should bring someone in that, like, could take my job. Like, people work hard for job security. People work for years, and Jalen has earned a certain level of job security with his play, with his contract, with all the work he's put in. It is just funny with, like, you know, with Pickett. If I'm Pickett and they trade for Russell Wilson, now he landed in a place where I think he has even less of a chance to play, which is funny. But if I'm Pickett and they trade for Russell Wilson and they're like, he's a starter,
I completely understand being
like, well, let me go somewhere where I think I have a better chance. Now, his selection of places is funny.
You know what it must have been? It must have been that the teams that were willing to trade for him, if there were any others, who knows what the situation
is. They traded a little bit, so you would think there'd be something.
Who knows? The point being that, you know, of the options, it's possible that he was going to be a backup in any of those options,
and he's like, screw it,
I'll go home. You know?
I think that's a part of it, but I also think something
And then the Jalen thing is not like as set as it was. Like if he had come last year, you know, this year, it's like, oh, he's coming off a rough year. Who knows?
And I think with backups, we view sometimes as you want to go somewhere where there's quarterback insecurity so you can play. But the flip side of that is he's going somewhere where if he does play, like,
he has a chance to succeed.
He's really set up to succeed.
No, it's a thought, too.
Whereas
if you're going to be a backup somewhere.
Right, like Arizona. Sure. Like, yeah, maybe Kyler's not the guy, but like if you're in, what do you have?
No, it's a good point.
He could really succeed here if he plays.
He could reestablish his value. I like that a lot. All right, coming up in a minute, I want to get into the Devin White thing because we have not talked about that, and then I want to talk some Hassan Reddick and Josh Sweat as well.
All right, so
we got some questions on that.
I didn't tell you this story. I saved it live. I don't even need any pointers in front of me for this Window Nation thing.
Oh, I love this. You're bringing it today.
So we had a GoBirds customer, lives in Texas, order windows from Window Nation.
Oh,
the whole house.
Yo.
Right?
My man.
You're going to love it.
My man, whatever you are. It's a guy. Thank you.
Let me pull his name up.
I love you, buddy.
But yeah, you think you love this story now. Wait until you hear the rest of the story.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
All right. So his name is Pat.
Shout out to Pat, our guy.
He bought windows. He said it was awesome. Gave all these rave reviews. He DM'd me about it. Said they came quickly. Like, oh, right. But what they did was, because he's in Texas, he bought a house full of whatever, windows, obviously. And they gave him a Dak Prescott jersey. But he's an Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I don't want it. He refused the jersey.
Oh, my man.
So he reached out to me and he told me this story and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I reached out to Window Nation and told him this. And we've spoken to Eric, right?
Many times. Awesome guy.
Yeah.
Big sports fan.
Cute. Yeah. So I email him. First of all, he responds and the first paragraph is literally all just takes about quarterbacks.
Love it.
But so what Window Nation did was they sent Pat a Jalen Hurts jersey.
No way.
An autographed Jalen Hurts jersey.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Dude. Window Nation is the freaking
best. That's
what
I'm saying.
Like, amazing. Window Nation, we love you. I'm so happy you're a part of the show.
We have talked about, look, buy two, get two, no payments, like all those things. You've heard them, like windownation.com.
The absurd, you know, no interest. Yeah. All these absurd deals where we're always like, I don't know how they could possibly
and
do this
and
make
money.
There
are so many things, obviously, that like make them good to purchase. But ultimately, don't you just want to do business with someone that's like a good guy? And like, what an awesome gesture that was.
It's amazing, dude.
You know, like, so it was cool to, first of all, hear what a great experience he had, because we want people to have fun experience. Like, we're putting our name behind it and everything.
And we believe in it, too, you know?
But also, like, and then to send a jersey, so I thought it was very cool. And just wanted to share that.
I love that.
I told him I would share it.
Shout out to Eric.
Just a really cool
story. Shout out to Pat. Yeah. Shout out to Window Nation. And not just an autographed her. It's like, oh, here you go. Like, no big deal.
And I will say, I don't know if you would care about me sharing this, but I'm going to anyway. He made a little bit of a joke about he might want a Kenny Pickett jersey.
Oh, Pat. Pat, don't go there.
No, not Pat. Not Pat.
Oh, Eric. Yeah.
A little bit of a joke
about
that.
Well, that's fair.
That.
Eric's not an Eagles fan.
Topical.
He's a big sports fan.
Yeah.
He's allowed
a big
to make
Georgia
those,
fan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's allowed to make those jokes. So that's
just look,
fair.
I thought, but it's not just like some Eagles fan. Like, he is in tune with what is going
it's
on.
It's really awesome. So Window Nation is the best. That is
get
so
get all your
cool.
windows, buy two, get two, yeah. all those things.
And maybe get a Jalen Hurts jersey. Yeah. Who knows? You know? Either way, they're going to take care of you. And they care about us. And they care about you. And that's a beautiful thing. Speaking of caring about, you know what I care about right now, Elliot? You know what today is, buddy?
Today is the day, yeah.
We got some action happening. Yeah. College basketball action. There's no better place to bet on it than with the Bet Parks Sportsbook app. We're going to do the Bet Parks Pod. We're going to go through some games, give you some of our favorite picks. More than anything, I've said this to you before, I think this is the best 2 days of the year in sports. Today and tomorrow, wall to wall, noon to midnight, and Cinderella's and stories and all. It's amazing. I love it so much. I get such a rush out of it. And as we've talked about so many times, I'm sorry, there's nothing dumber than brackets.
Like, oh, well, dude.
The biggest waste of time. Emily has beaten me in brackets like 10 years running. Like, it's so dumb. I never win. You know what I win? Freaking bets that I place on these teams. Bet on the team. Do some parlays.
Well, you
have
know
some
what
fun,
else?
Baby.
You know what else I'm ready for? All the dumb tweets like a picture of like a fire dumpster and be like, my bracket. It's wow, that's so funny.
I'm
your bracket's
shocked.
Not
your
great.
Bracket's not good.
Well, who would have thought? Like, so... Yeah, brackets, look, if you want to, like, do it with your kids or something, like,
sure,
go ahead.
Sure.
Like, it's a fun thing for kids to do.
Yeah, be a grown-up.
Be an adult, and let's play some parlays.
Let's play some parlays. Plus, beautiful thing about this exact moment, MLB futures are hot right now. Next week, the full-on MLB over-under pod.
Yeah, betting is hot in baseball right now.
Start taking a look at those bets. There's so much action. And then, of course, we always talk about football futures as well, based on some of the moves, what you think might happen. And, hey, getting close to a little playoff action in the NBA basketball world. So there's all kinds of fun bets coming up with that, too. Our parlays, our individual stuff. Get in on it on. Here's a great deal for you with the Bet Parks app. If you sign up right now, if you make your first bet, it's a $10 winning bet. Bang, $125 in sportsbook bonus back. It is a great deal. All the information is at betparks.com. You must be 21. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, let's do Devin White quick, because I don't think there's too much to say about the Devin White move. I think, tell me if I'm wrong in my assessment of the Devin White move. You know, was the fifth pick in the draft, was one of the best players on that Super Bowl team, was amazing that year,
yeah,
and is kind of steadily dropped off since then, has still played a lot. There's still talent there. Was he 27 years old?
26.
So 26. Okay, I think he's going to be 27 over
maybe,
the
maybe, yeah.
Something like that. Either way, like,
it's a weird time of the
year. A lot of talent, a lot of upside. That, yeah, I know. It's so annoying. It's like, what is it, a 26 season, 27?
Right, like Josh Sweat is 27, but he'll be 28 in 4 days.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's the other way. I think he's, oh no, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And then like Hassan Reddick turns 29 in September, or turns 30 in September.
Right, right
so
now,
it's like his 30 season, but right now he's 20, all that stuff. And we'll get to those two guys. But Devin White seems like, you know, look, what came out, was it $3.5 million or $4.5 million guaranteed? One of the two.
It's, yeah, it's
the point is, it's not much. It's a, it's a 1 year prove it deal for a guy who's got a lot of talent and can stay on the field a lot. It feels like a really smart, why the hell not type of signing here.
Yeah. I think also, I guess it'll be the second player I'll feel this way. I think like people are undervaluing him.
I do too. People are, because of the contract, or because of the lack of want, like, yes, he has not been good the last couple of years, but he was the fifth pick in the draft as a linebacker.
And also, let's not, like, look, let's, he has fallen off a little bit. All, like, I get
and
all
I
the
things.
And I
think the thing last year with the healthy scratch.
Right.
Kinda, you know.
But let's not get it twisted. Like, he played almost every single snap when he was healthy in Tampa up until those final two games. Todd Bowles, who is, I think, a terrible head coach, but maybe I'm undervaluing him, but, like, is a defensive mind. For whatever we
think,
one of
the best in the league.
Yeah, he played him almost every single snap. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense has been really good. I went and looked up, and like they've arguably been like a top 7 or 8 defense over the past 4 years. And Devin White has been in the middle of that. So does Devin White have flaws?
Consistently a winner, played in the playoffs a bunch, has obviously played in a Super Bowl,
right,
all that stuff.
100%. So while I understand like he's not the perfect linebacker, and I know that one player is not the sole reason a defense is good, he has played almost every snap in the middle of the defense for a defense that's been one of the best in the league. So I just can't get, and you know I love Pro Football Focus. Like,
mm-hmm.
But there's sometimes where I look at him like, I just don't believe
Which I
this.
Appreciate, because that's my, you know, my old thing is like, sometimes it makes sense, but sometimes it's like, no.
I just don't believe it. Yeah, right? So like, I just can't get down with the idea that he's been one of the worst linebackers in the league if he's been playing every snap for a great defensive mind on a great defense. Like, now it doesn't mean he'll come here and be awesome, but I think this is a better sign than people are giving it credit for. Super athletic. He really gets after the quarterback. I think it's an indication they're going to blitz more. I saw some things on Twitter and, like, you know, read articles about how, like, they think he can be better in coverage than he was in Tampa. So, like, I love the signing. He's not like they didn't sign Patrick Queen where you know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not, we used to say this about Jalen, and it's still true about Jalen. Like, there's not many 26-year-olds walking the earth that have a better linebacker resume than this guy. Super Bowl champion. He won, like, the best linebacker award in college. He was a top 5 pick. He played in a major program. He's been an All-Pro. He's been a Pro Bowl. Like, he checks every box.
Well, he also is someone who has not had major injuries. Like, this is not something like Shaq Leonard where it's like, oh, he stinks, but it's because he broke his back or whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, this guy, it's not an injury thing.
Yeah.
And then, look, you know, some guys, and this guy didn't get, like, a big second contract either. It's not like he's gotten tons and tons of money. Now, he made a lot as the fifth pick in the draft, don't get me wrong, compared to what other draft picks make. But, like, if you want to talk motivation, and look, this doesn't mean it'll happen or not, but if you want to talk motivation, like, this is a guy who's at the perfect age right now on a 1 year deal where this is his chance to make a bunch more money in the NFL. Like,
yeah,
right now.
Super motivated.
This is it.
Yeah.
And he's coming to a good spot where he's going to play a bunch, where he's got hopefully talent around him. We'll get to that. But, like,
well, it's funny. He said, he was like, I wanted to come here because they have one of the best defensive lines in the league. And it's like, whoa. I don't know if you've been following the rumor mill.
But again, like, it is something where I think it's just a perfect signing for the spot, for the money, for the upside of the situation. Like, I just, I think it's such a no-brainer. I mean, he got less guaranteed money than Bobby Wagner got. Bobby Wagner's been in the league for 14 right. years.
I just, if you remove the name and you were like, they signed a 26-year-old linebacker that was a top five pick that's been a Pro Bowl, All-Pro player, won a Super Bowl.
And was that,
people will be losing their mind.
Maybe the best player on a field in a Super Bowl defensively.
Yeah, dominated the Super Bowl. So, you know, look, the market speaks for himself, and obviously what he got speaks to how the league feels about him, but... If you're going to tell me the Eagles aren't giving out like $30 million at linebacker, you're not going to do much better for $3 million.
I'm so with you. Like, if you're going to, and look, Howie signed a running back for real money. Safety, not quite for real money, but he brought CJ. Howie right. has shown that he will like change the way he does things. Like, it's okay for him not to change him all at once, okay? Like, you know, if he's not going to spend a ton of money on linebacker, this is the right type of move
to
make if you're not going to go all in at the position.
Yeah, like there's a
chance. And who knows what still the Eagles do, but like that, this is such an, it was a no-brainer.
Well, when's the last time the Eagles went into a season and you said like, legitimately, their linebacker is a chance to be a Pro Bowl.
No, I mean,
and he does. Like,
I
he
guess
could also
Nigel Bradham the year after the Super Bowl.
Right, he could also
really
be
well
benched in week two. But like, there is a legitimate chance that this time next year we're saying, man, the league really got it wrong about Devin White. And like, those are the players you want to bring in. Like, they're not. He's not a stopgap player. He's someone that could be a great linebacker for this team for like 3 or 4 years if he gets back to. And I don't want to talk about like he's some washed guy. He's not Shaq Leonard, like you said. But if he can just be 20% better than he was last year, then you're looking at like a true difference-making player. And that's the thing too. Like, he really gets after the quarterback. Like, they blitzed him a lot, which is part of it, and they'll have to do that here. But I don't think you sign Devin White with his skill set unless you plan on sending him after the quarterback.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. All right, let's get to the Reddick Sweat thing, which I think is really the last thing that you and I haven't talked about. That, you know, we've right. talked on the radio and all, but you and I haven't talked about on the pod. Since we last spoke, in the Sweat thing gets figured out, the, you know, kind of rework the 1 year deal. He's going to be here this year. Who knows past that? The Reddick thing still up in the air. We don't really right. know. You know, they go out, they give more money to Bryce Huff than they are paying either of these guys. What's your read on the Reddick situation, the whole kind of thing going on with the edge rushers right now, mm-hmm. and where you think this goes? Because also adding in that, if you do think, because I know at times you said they thought that Reddick would not be on the Eagles next year, then what does that mean? Like, are they going to go with someone else? Like, how do you see this whole edge rusher thing playing out?
I think it's important to note, like, things could change. Like, it's the off season. So, like,
it was Sweat. Right. I think Sweat said goodbye, and then it's like, oh, he's back.
Right.
You know,
like, Reddick could change his mind. The Eagles could change their mind. They could just decide they want to be together. But as of now, like, Reddick is not going to be back. Like,
wow.
I think both sides.
You said that really strongly.
I think both sides are operating from a, like, Reddick, I don't think, is planning on being the Eagles, and I don't think the Eagles are planning on having Reddick on the team. Things could change. Like, I don't think they're just going to give him away. But, you know, let's look at, like, what they've done here and just, you know, forget, like, what you've heard. And, like, they kept Josh Sweat on a one-year deal. The one-year deal is important because Josh Sweat is going into a free agency year. Josh Sweat would not re-sign with the team and come back if he thought he was going to be splitting snaps three ways amongst three premier or, you know, number one type edge rushers. So Josh Sweat coming back says to you that he expects to play on a one-year deal and increase his value. Bryce Huff does not sign here the first day of free agency if he thinks he's going to be rotating like he was in New York. Like, these players have been told things, I would assume, that they're expecting to play. And as much as Eagles rotate guys and all those things, like, Bryce Huff and Josh Sweat are not signing up for a rotation that includes Hassan Reddick.
Well, to be fair, they don't know that. Like, I don't think they said we're not bringing Reddick back. So you think so? Well, all right, then let me ask you, like, so is Bryce Huff playing every snap? Because Bryce Huff didn't play against the run last year.
Put it
so
this
like,
way.
Well, so I'm
Bryce Huff and Josh Sweat are going to be top two on this team in edge rushers, snaps. Barring Nolan Smith, just like whatever.
So they're taking a big bet on Bryce Huff's taking a step forward and being able to stay on the field in more situations.
Yeah.
Risky, man.
I believe so. Like,
it's risky.
So now look, is there a chance that just like no one's willing to pay Reddick?
It's a little surprising from this team. Like, a team that has talked so much about the importance of the defensive line and getting to the quarterback. Like, I get that they, you know, they might believe in Bryce Huff. Maybe they think he's the next Hassan Reddick and all that. But for a team that loves waves of pass rushers and, you know, loves bringing guys in.
They didn't really do it last year.
They feel light now.
Yeah.
They feel really light. Yeah, so, but last year they at least were coming off a year where both Sweat and Reddick looked awesome. And Reddick looked defensive player of the year awesome. So you're like, all right, these guys can do it. So, you know, whereas Bryce Huff, again, who knows? He could take it. Hassan Reddick was much better in his first year with the Eagles than he was in his last year with Carolina or whatever it was, Arizona. Yeah. I think Carolina, So like Bryce Huff might be that. Who knows? But it's a like I just think it's a very
it's
risky.
A gamble. Now you know, Bryce Huff did have double digit sacks, but I agree. Like it
but
is
also
is
when
a
you're when your job is all right, you're only in on passing situations to go get the quarterback. It's a lot easier to go get the quarterback than having to read what the offense is doing, play against the run all the time and not just pin your ears back. So
now, but what's interesting to what you said about Howie, like he clearly invests a ton in the line. First round picks, like Bryce Huff didn't get a massive contract, but he got decent money. Howie has not been someone that's paid like top five money to edge rushers. Now you could argue they haven't had anyone
no,
worthy
right.
of that.
They've paid defensive tackles.
They paid Fletcher Cox a lot. Yeah, they played Jamon Hargrave.
But even then,
money.
It wasn't that much for Hargrave when they got him.
It was like
13
million
a year,
year,
I think, when they
like
got him. Yeah.
But like if Reddick wants like to be a top five paid guy, like I think they're just that's the main hiccup.
Okay, but Reddick can want what he wants if no one is making him a top five paid guy, which is my guess by how the situation has played out so far that he's not finding what he wants out there.
But that's the tough thing now is that the situation is not what it was a month ago.
Well, that like, too. And then on top of that, you know, whatever team is like trading for him because the Eagles have to like the return they get back. You're trading for a guy and then paying him a bunch of money. That's always a
Who knows? Like, at this point, maybe he just goes somewhere. He gets like an increase on this year. He gets his salary guaranteed, but he just knows he's going to play like a ton of snaps. Like that could be it too. Like I think that's an issue now that was not here before is that with Sweat and Bryce Huff back and Nolan Smith, and for what it's worth, Brandon Graham, like we dismiss him.
But BG's not going to play.
But he's going to be active.
No, he will. He will.
You know, like, but that's the point I'm making is when you have three or four guys where like they all want to be on the field a ton, even 15 snaps from Brandon Graham is not a small amount of snaps.
No,
I
just don't like it. I don't like this decision.
I agree with you.
I would not
trade Reddick. I
think
it's
absurd.
You've
said this many times, and it's like, why are they doing this? Like, they don't need to get rid of either of these guys right now. It doesn't make a ton of sense, especially expiring contracts. And I know, like, Reddick, you know, the worry is will he hold out or this or that or whatever.
I don't think he's going to hold out. If he's here, he's not going to hold out.
Yeah, play, go get your money somewhere else, whatever. Right. I just don't understand why it feels like they feel like such an imperative to move on.
Well, let me ask you this, because I was thinking about this too. Like, so we talked a lot on this podcast over the final 6 weeks of the season and into the offseason about the culture, about like the locker room and how much it mattered. And you said it a bunch, and I probably overlooked it a little. Like, the team just looked like they quit. And I think Hassan Reddick is a good locker room guy. I've been around him, I've seen him in the locker room. He's a good, like, all those things. But do you think that part of this is like they don't want to bring a guy back that's unhappy with his contract, that's not going to play as much as he wants to play, and they're worried about the dynamics?
It's certainly
there.
Possible.
Like,
I mean, look, Reddick
like
was one of the guys.
The locker room matters. Like, maybe sometimes you have to take less
it's
talent.
It's possible. I mean, Reddick was one of the guys who we saw going at it with Sirianni on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
But to your
point. It just seems like Reddick has been, obviously seems like a good guy, but that's beside the point. But like, he has been a good soldier for this team.
Yeah.
Like, we saw it last year. Like, he not could have. He should have held out last year. I think that
yes,
has been 100%. Proven true.
Yes.
He was never going to have more leverage than he was coming off that year with a team that was trying to win the Super Bowl.
He like, was a good guy move by him.
It was a good, you know, so it's one of those things. And I'm not saying yes, get rewarded for it. Like, that sucks, but that is what it is. But at the same time, it's like, all right, so like he's going to be a clubhouse problem? Like, after he really handled it like such an adult and such, I don't know.
And if their whole argument is going to be, well, there's not enough snaps to go around, again, like,
give Reddick more!
And I love BG, but like,
five snaps for BG, whatever,
But the last thing I'll say on Reddick is, and I said this about Sweat, and I think it's almost equally true as Reddick, like, for it to come to this point with them is like somewhat of an organizational failure. Like, he's been a double-digit sack guy 4 years in a row. He's not old. I think we've gotten to this point in the offseason where
he's turning 30 this year.
Like, Justin Simmons is not old. Justin Simmons is older.
This
like,
is something I've not, it seems like it's been like this, like, oh my God,
like,
they're
you're
30,
older than 27 all of a sudden, you're like ancient.
Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, like 33 is old. Like, 34 is old. 30 is like,
Fletcher Cox just had his best season in years at 33. Yeah. Jason Kelce had his best 6 years of his career from 30 to 36.
And the tough thing is, with Reddick, if it's like, well, we don't want to pay him what he wants. And I guess to a certain extent, like, you can only pay so many people. But I can't be Mr. The money doesn't matter. And then be like, well, like, if they wanted to pay Reddick, they would pay Reddick. Like, it's like last year with Chauncey, where it was, well, we gave the money to Bradbury. Like, no, you just didn't want to sign Chauncey anymore. With Reddick, I know it's more money, But if you wanted Redick here at a premier position, we're not talking about like a linebacker or a safety. We're talking about a position that's arguably
the
number three on the field.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so they clearly just either A, don't want to pay him, which I think is a mask for the fact that they just want to pay. They want to play other people. I think it's a bad decision.
It's really strange.
If it's Vic Fangio, like, I think we made this joke before, but if I'm interviewing Vic Fangio and he goes, well, the first thing I want to do is get rid of Redick, then I'm like, well, I don't know how much I believe in your defensive plan. So, I don't think Redick will be here. If he is here, it's obviously great for the team. I'll be curious to see how it works out from a locker room perspective with all those snaps. But, yeah, it's wild. I mean, he was the best player on the defense last year. And the other thing is, Giglio said this. Imagine if when they signed Redick, I told you in the first 2 years he'd have 27 sacks and then they would trade him.
I know. It's unbelievable.
You would never in a million years.
In a million years.
Yeah.
In a million years. Not just 27 sacks plus sacks in the playoffs on top of it.
Yeah, and clutch
big
sacks.
Big ones. Yeah. Again, we've talked about it so many times. We've said this exact sentence, but he was the Eagles' best player in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. He's like been their best defensive player for 2 years.
Yeah.
And the
best overall player in the NFC Championship game.
Right.
He was their best player in that game.
The really last thing on this is sometimes we get so conflated this time of the year with like salary cap, money, age, all this. Think about it simplistically. It's December. They're playing the Cowboys. They're tied in the division. It's third down and eight. Like, Dak has the ball.
Yeah.
Who do you want on the field?
No
like,
doubt.
When that snap happens, it's not going to matter that, like, Bryce Huff is 27.
No doubt.
It's going to matter who are the best players. And Redick has consistently shown that he comes up big in big spots, and he's the best edge rusher. It's surprising to me.
Especially, again, when this team, like, we talk about, we're like, oh, are they going to take a step back? Are they going to try and rebuild? Whatever. Like, they signed Saquon. Like, they're in it, man. They're trying to win. Like, it just doesn't make a ton of sense.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to final thoughts because we got to do the Bet Parks pod coming up here. And what you got, buddy?
So, you know, it's funny. I was hanging with people a few days ago, and final thoughts are kind of conversation starters.
I like this.
Right? Like, this is not my final thought, but we were talking about conversation starters for some reason. And I was saying, oh, let me look in my phone. And they're like, oh, you write down conversation starters. I was like, no, but they kind of are.
They kind of work.
All right. So I've been watching that show Manhunt on Apple TV.
I think I've heard of it, but I don't know anything.
Well, I do think the main actor is like the next guy up. I can't think of his name right now.
I'll look.
All right. So here's something I think is like, we don't, at least I know I don't like.
Oh, Tobias Menzies?
Yeah, I think he's, let me see his picture.
Oh, wait, no, that's, he's a little bit older. Are you talking about a younger guy? Because this is Tobias Menzies.
Like, No.
Okay. You're talking about this other guy, because I don't know.
He was also
Anthony Boyle?
Yes, that's it. He was also in Master of the Air on Apple TV.
Okay, so yeah,
I'm telling you, I think he's like.
Next guy?
Super talented, yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. So
even though acting doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I agree.
According to you.
You are right, but.
No, I'm quoting you.
My prediction is he's going to be in a lot of big things in the
future. Okay, I like it.
All right. Maybe other people talk about this more, and I've missed it. I don't think we talk enough or like process enough the fact that the person that assassinated the president was a famous actor.
Oh, yeah.
Like imagine
yeah, that's
if,
a good point. Yeah.
You know, God forbid a president was assassinated
like Brad
today.
Pitt
and it was
the,
like, guess who it was? Brad Pitt. You'll never guess what happened.
That's a really good point. We talk about John Wilkes, but we don't talk enough about it.
Like, wow, do you know a president got killed? Like, yeah, wow, guess who did it? Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, it's crazy enough that this president got killed, and it was, the first president that was assassinated. He was pretty early on.
It was 15th.
No. I know he's not, because he's on the...
I think he was the first. He was assassinated. I believe
yeah,
that is
but
correct.
Like,
I don't know if he was the first actor.
Like, that's wild.
It's a great take by you. You're right.
You're
right.
Imagine if a famous actor killed the president today.
It's a really good take.
Yeah.
I don't know. My only thing is I don't know how famous he was for his time. I knew he was like a stage actor. So I don't know how famous, but
so
it's a great take.
Another small final thought off that, because they're so related, is I think a great show would be, so this show Manhunt is about, they're trying to solve, like they're trying to catch John Wilkes Booth,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a really funny show would be famous historical things like this, or like, but it's the SVU people solving it.
Oh,
like
that's
Elliot
hilarious.
Stabler, and like with the music, and like they're
bum,
like,
bum,
yeah, exactly. Dun, like, dun, dun. It's like dun dun, it's like the White House. Da, da, da. Here. I don't know. I was super happy.
I like that. That was dumb.
Yeah,
I like dumb stuff like that.
I thought it was funny.
All right. Speaking of dumb, I'll give you a movie take that I was thinking about.
All right.
Inspired by this tweet. I put it in my notes thing. Do you see this tweet here?
Yeah, it's got a bunch of Jurassic.
So it's got a bunch, all the Jurassic Park movies that have made, like a poster of them, and it's like, which is your favorite?
Yeah, okay,
and the guy
right.
says, the good one.
Wow, okay. They made a
great
lot of
line.
Jurassic Park.
Great line. They did. But I think this guy is right, and my movie take attached to is, I think of all movie franchises ever made,
okay.
Now, The Matrix is the only one that's close, but I think Matrix 2 is still better in terms of the action and stuff you saw that than anything in Jurassic Park. I think Jurassic Park has the biggest gap between the best movie in a franchise and all the other movies.
So you're not saying like best to worst, because like—
No, not best to worst. Not biggest gap between best to worst. There are worse movies than the worst Jurassic Park.
The biggest gap between the first one and the second one.
The first one and the second one.
Like second, wherever you would rank.
Exactly. Whatever your second would be.
My first thought was Home Alone. Like Home Alone, the first one is outstanding, and by the end, it's like joke Disney.
Right, but the second one's great.
The second one's great.
You know, so my point being that Jurassic Park, the original one, is amazing, and all the others have been average at best or worse in many cases.
Right, okay. So I haven't seen all of them, but that's not going to—
Mm-hmm. Influencer,
yeah,
yes,
exactly,
of course,
right.
of course. That never stops
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, I mean, the Star Wars, I think, like, you know, you
well,
can—
There's multiple good Star Wars
yeah,
movies.
Exactly.
There's
right.
bad, but yeah.
Right.
That's the point here.
I mean, people say that Godfather 2.
Godfather 1 and 2 are
right.
amazing.
Rocky.
3's horrible, but Rocky,
really
there's good Rockies.
They don't really make, like—
That many trilogies,
yeah.
it's usually more than
like,
that these days.
Yeah, like sequels.
It's like, well, if something's a hit, they want to keep making more,
right.
make more money.
Yeah,
good,
I'll agree
right?
with that.
Thank you. I feel pretty good
I mean,
about it.
I can't think of any others where like there was one great one, the other ones were all terrible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take your word for it.
Good.
It's a good one.
All right, that was a good one.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back really quickly with the Bet Parks pod.
Yes.
Probably in both cases. So, again.
We'll be back, yeah.
Thank you to Pat, and thank you to Eric.
Unbelievable.
Thank
what
you
a
to
story.
Winter Nation. So cool.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. Until then, he's Adam James.